time for some talk about beekeeping in Wisconsin. Every spring, Wisconsin beekeepers swarm to Watertown to buy bees for their hives. Producer Nancy Camden went to experience the really big bee buy after the exceptionally long cold winter. She shares the buzz in this edition of Wisconsin Life.
It is real disheartening when you open a cover and find a colony of thousands of dead honeybees. My name is Chris Dempsey, and I'm the beekeeper.
And my name is Robin Campbell. You're dealing with a creature that has extreme amounts of variables within the insect itself, but then you're also dealing with the variable of the weather.
So here I am at my empty hives. The next step is picking up a delivery from Dayton and Sons in Watertown that I ordered in September, planning to double my hives this year to 20. Yeah, it's sad, and it's expensive, and, you know, it's a lot of work.
This winter in Wisconsin, it was probably about two-thirds loss, and some people, 100%. Matt LaForge, I'm the branch manager at Dayton in Watertown. Today we're having a package bee pickup day, so the bees just arrived from California. They make the trip in about 35 hours, nonstop, and everyone is coming to pick them up and get them in their hives as soon as possible.
Well, it's just typical of when you go to pick up bees. A lot of the bees are on the outside of the packages, and they just fly around. They're not trying to sting anybody. They're just looking for their hive. That one behind your glasses, you could have got stung there because he didn't know where to go. My name is Hank Edel. I've been beekeeping about 10 years. I'm from Blue Mountain.
This is the biggest package bee year we've ever had here, so it really is a big bee buy. A two-pound box of bees is about $80. A larger three-pound box is about $95.
Lee Heine. My job's the distributor. We distribute more packaged bees than anyone in the United States. We've had about 3,000 packages delivered here. They average between 7,000 and 10,000 bees a package.
Dave Marcy from Ogdensburg, Wisconsin. I'm the bee man. And I've been keeping bees for 30 years. When I get home, my wife and I will go out and I have things ready for them, so I'll get them in there as soon as possible. It'll take them a while to get situated and go out and find flowers, but I think they'll be sleeping in a hive tonight.
My name is Adam Raby, and I live in East Troy, Wisconsin. They did well till about late February, the last cold spell, and like everybody else, when we lost them, here we're going to try it again this summer. You know, a little more knowledge, we're going to give it a go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Not all honeybee hives need to be honey production. It can be for pollination. They can just purely be for enjoyment and fascination.
My name is Riley Capel. I am 12. I'm from Lebanon, Wisconsin. Today we're here picking up our bees. This is our first year. We're just going to try it out, see what it's like.
We need our honeybees. A third of what we eat is pollinated food from the honeybees. You keep trying because it's an important thing.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org or the Wisconsin Life Facebook page.
For more on beekeeping and how to get started, we have Jean Hansen in the studio with us. She's a beekeeper, beekeeping instructor, and secretary of the Dane County Beekeeping Association. Jean, thanks for joining us.
I'm honored to be here today.
Well, before we get into the how of beekeeping, why? Why did you get into beekeeping?
The reason I started was my husband gobbled up 7 jugs of honey, 5 pounds each, in one summer.
Wow.
And my friend said, why don't you keep bees? And I thought, yeah, for the price of that, I could have the bees myself and have all the fun of making the honey.
So how hard is it to get started from scratch when you know nothing about bees starting out?
It takes a little study. The wrong way to get started would be to take a 3-hour beekeeping class and then go to the store and say, give me what I need. Beginners have so many decisions they need to make. So a person should read a few books from the library, find a local bee club, get to know some beekeepers, talk to people. They would be happy to show you their hives and let you watch while they work on them. So if you would spend a season getting to know beekeeping, then it's not too hard.
And that's the first decision, is whether to do it at all. What kind of questions, as somebody is working with that beekeeping group and reading up, what kind of questions should we ask ourselves before taking the plunge?
I think you have to be a person who enjoys being outdoors, enjoys working with Mother Nature, a person who enjoys learning something new.
Those are the keys. All right.
Now, I have a secret ambition, not so secret anymore, to be a beekeeper. I'd love to keep bees. I love bees. Do you have to ask your neighbor's permission? Do you have to go door to door and say, by the way, there's going to be about 700 bees moving in next door to you?
The neighbors depends a lot on your personality and your relationship with the neighbors you have. It's, of course, polite to tell the neighbors that you plan to put in bees, but the ordinance in Madison allows you to have them. So we urge all our beekeepers to be good neighbors, keep the bees in the center of the yard, don't use them to annoy the neighbors. But in general, the ordinance allows you to have bees.
Is there a way to start small, and how small is small when you're getting into beekeeping?
We recommend that people start with two hives, because one can have a problem and the other one can be strong, and then you'll notice the difference. One can swarm and the other one might not. But a lot of beginners do start with only one hive and have good luck.
What do you mean one can swarm and the other one won't? What does that mean?
So the way bees reproduce in nature, when the hive has got a lot of bees and there's plenty of flowers and lots of nectar available, the bees send the queen and half the bees away in a swarm, and they found a new colony in a new cavity someplace, and the other half of the bees stay behind and make a new queen for themselves. So to propagate the species, the bees swarm. They divide the hive into two in order to get an extra one.
Well, we heard about that bee buy in Watertown. Everybody in that story, they're picking up their bees for the season. Are there places like that all over the state where people can order bees for the season?
I think the one in Watertown is the largest, but yes, there are package bee dealers in many places in the state.
And what are some of the most common problems or mistakes people make when they're just starting out?
Well, the problems are a little different from the mistakes. We all have a few little mistakes. When we start, we all are all thumbs. The problems have to do with keeping your bees alive over winter. Mm. This is the biggest challenge. And there, the bees need a good queen, plenty of honey, and disease-free. When you buy your package, she's got a good queen. It's relatively easy to know to leave lots of honey for your bees. But knowing whether or not they're sick or they have mites or they're diseased, that's the hardest part. But you'll definitely have bees your first summer, and you'll learn a lot and enjoy them. And then they could die.
You know, I wonder, you mentioned going to local bee organizations for help. It seems like I know if I did this, I'd get a lot of things wrong, construct the hive, whatever you call it, wrong. I wouldn't even know the right words. Are people in the bee community like willing to like stop by and say, hey, Rob, here are the three things you got to fix or you're doomed here?
We have a very active club, and just about anybody who calls for help gets a volunteer who lives close to them and will come over and explain things. And we also have plenty of beekeepers who are willing to let you come to their place and look at their hives.
Do you get fond of your bees? Do you go, oh, here's Stanley and Laszlo or whatever you call them? Do you get to know them, or are they just kind of, you know, like maybe like a farm animal, a herd of cattle?
A beehive is like a super organism. With 60,000 bees, I can't get to know one bee in the hive, but I have three hives, Jean, Paula, and Becky. And I know that Jean is a little weak, and I know that Becky is a humming hive, and so I'm really happy with Becky. And Paula's kind of in between. So I get to be friends with the hives, mm-hmm. but not the individual bees.
Mm. Now, given how you got started with a honey-consuming husband, I'm sure this is a question you heard a lot. How long until you can start harvesting honey?
You should be able to get some honey your first year.
Really?
Enough, a few bottles for you to use for your family.
Nice. How complicated is that process? You've got your hives, you've got your bees. How do you get the honey into eatable form?
The bees put the honey in comb on the edges of the nest. So it's really easy to lift a comb of honey out of the hive, brush the bees off, take it into the house, and mash up the combs, and the honey drips out of it. That's all there is to it.
That's it. Are there bee parts in it?
No, there's not bee parts in it. But there could be little scraps of wax, so okay. We strain it.
Jean, you got into this to meet your household honey needs. What do you get out of it now? What satisfies you about beekeeping as a hobby?
I've never had so much fun learning about bees as an insect, learning about the flowers that they need for the nectar, watching the weather because they can't fly on rainy, well, they can fly, but on rainy days, the nectar has been washed out of the flowers, and when it's chilly, they don't fly, and just there's so much satisfaction in the whole operation of keeping bees, not to mention the wonderful people I've met in the process.
So that Winnie the Pooh scenario where the bees all come running after you in swarm in an angry swarm and they chase you around the block or whatever, that doesn't really happen, right?
That doesn't really happen. Maybe once in a blue moon a beekeeper has some kind of a problem. But in general, the bees have been bred for centuries to be very docile and calm and gentle.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the pep talk, Jean. Thanks for joining us. That was beekeeper and beekeeping instructor, Jean Hansen.